Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Doc Wright of The Right Edge. Doc is an artist who crafts beautiful tables from massive pieces of live edge wood. And Doc, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And I appreciate your time as well. Thanks so much. Now, tell us a little bit about how you got started in the woodworking industry. I'm sure that would be some interesting information there.
So I used to be a geologist for an oil and gas company here in Dallas, and I was working on a rotational schedule of 2 weeks on, 1 week off, and the last couple of years just kind of peaked out with my career and picked up a side hobby and was only woodworking and had zero experience. I just picked it up, and about 2 months into it, an interior designer for a custom home builder in Lubbock found me, wanted me to bid on a 14-foot table, and I kind of laughed. I was like, you realize I'm not a business. I'm just some schmuck in his garage, right? And she kind of laughed and goes, yeah, we kind of figured that. We couldn't find a business website or anything. And so I bid on the 14-foot table, and a couple days later, she asked me to bid on five, and it was for $134,000. So in that moment, I kind of knew this was a different scenario. Like, I have zero business experience, but I realized, okay, so I don't need any seed money, no lines of credit, no loans, no investors. I could just bootstrap this right out of the gate. All right, I'm young enough and dumb enough. Let's take a chance.
Now, what you just shared right now is absolutely mind-blowing, and I'm sure you have inspired and motivated those tuning in today. It just goes to show you where there's a passion, anything can happen, and you're living proof of just that. Awesome stuff right there. Now, so for listeners who may not know, Doc, what is live edge wood?
So, you know, like if you ever go to Home Depot and stuff, you look at flooring or 2x4s and 2x6s, that kind of stuff. That's dimensional lumber. Live edge wood is the actual like size and width of the tree, like how the tree is shaped is still there. Like it's just a cross cut of, you know, the entire tree.
And thanks for helping us understand better what live edge wood is. Now, who are some of your biggest clients to date, and what did you craft for each of them, if you don't mind sharing some details on that front?
I would say in the three areas that we do work in, which is corporate, hospitality, and then, you know, residential. I would say residential, Matt Frazier, five-time CrossFit Games champion. I did his dining table for his house up in Vermont. Cole Hamels, I did a custom carved bathroom vanity for his house here in Texas. And he was a 2008 World Series champ, MVP of that season. In hospitality, shoot, I would say the Ritz-Carlton in St. Thomas, we did some custom carved benches. Hard Rock Seminole Casino, the new one out in Miami that's shaped like a giant guitar, we have a dining table in one of their presidential suites. And then corporate, I would say Toyota and Black Rifle Coffee are up there with like AIG, carsforsale.com. Tomorrow I'm installing six pieces for American Airlines. So we've got a pretty good resume.
I'd say so. It's really happening for you. Impressive, no doubt about that. Today we're joined by Doc Wright of The Right Edge, an artist who crafts beautiful tables from massive pieces of live edge wood here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, I heard you created a really cool project for Black Rifle Coffee and Tesla. Tell us about that.
So through Matt Frazier, him and I became pretty good friends, and he's friends with one of the owners of Black Rifle. So when he bought his ranch here in Texas, I did like six or seven pieces for his house. And towards the back end of it, he just called me one day. I was like, hey, we got this crazy project. He's like, did you ever see the video we did where we took a Falcon machine gun off an F-16 fighter jet and we strapped it to the top of a Prius? And I'm like, no. He's like, well, YouTube it. And we're going to do something similar, but with a Tesla X, where, you know, the suicide doors open like a DeLorean and two miniguns pop out the side. He was like, but we want to have an espresso bar in the trunk. You want to make it? And I'm like, hell yeah, I do.
You got to love it here. What I'm picking up here is connections are huge. You've certainly benefited a lot from connections and people who know other people. It's incredible. It really is. And it just goes to show you how important that part of the network or networking in business is. Now, you have quite an impressive list of clients as well. How do they typically find you, by the way?
Through the website. Really, really good SEO work on the website.
And there you have it as well. SEO is really huge when it comes to people finding you online. So really appreciate you keeping that simple and just being frank about how that happens for you. Also, looking back, is there anything you would have done differently when you first started your business?
Whew, how much time do you got? I just wish I would have been smarter, more fluent in the ways of business. Like, we had three big builds that were all created, ready to be shipped out to a couple hotels. And all three had massive construction delays. And we had also landed a massive job that, I want to say this was like early, end of 2018, early 2019. The tariffs on steel, you know, raised the cost by like 30%. So in order for me to eat that cost with those projects that are just delay, that was like 60 grand that we were waiting on, you know, rather than go take a line of credit out or a loan. You know, I personally, like at that point, cashed out my 401k. I'm 100% all in with the business. So just small things like learning how to write contracts to where it says, oh no, we get paid when we're done based on the agreed upon timeline, not based on your construction delays and when it gets delivered. Just small things like that. And, you know, getting hooked up with good accountants, having a good business attorney, the importance of SEO, understanding my product, who my target clientele is. Like in today's day and age, most younger people, and actually just people in general, I won't specify, everybody hangs their hat and puts all their eggs into social media. Well, if that's your game, that's perfectly fine, but I don't have to placate on social media because 90% of my clients aren't on social media. And if they are, they don't manage it themselves. So I don't have to placate. Social media does nothing for me except its popularity. They're not clients. So just being smart in business and understanding, because I didn't have a background in it.
Well, what I took away from that about social media is it just goes to show you a target market for you is not on social media. And I'm glad you brought that up. You'd just be popular and that's about it. Really do appreciate your visit. A lot of takeaways here today. And thank you for your joining us and continued success to you and the Right Edge. How can listeners find you online and be in touch accordingly?
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. The website is www.therightedge.com. And that's right with W-R-I-T-H-T. It's the same handle on Instagram at The Right Edge. And come take a look.
And I have no doubt folks will be checking that out. Again, it is therightedge.com. Doc, all the best. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
And you too, we've been speaking with Doc Wright of The Right Edge, an artist who crafts beautiful tables from massive pieces of live edge wood. And for further details, visit therightedge.com. And this is Eric Dye, you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.